Indiana ranks dead last among Midwest states in protecting vulnerable communities from pollution. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel tells us that's according to a recent report by the nonprofit Northeast Midwest Institute, a nonpartisan organization that focuses on economic and environmental policy.
The report says Indiana lawmakers haven't passed any meaningful environmental justice legislation, including refusing to hear a bill this past legislative session that would have created a climate and environmental justice task force. Indiana doesn't have an agency dedicated to environmental justice and hasn't updated its environmental justice strategic plan in more than 20 years. Paula Brooks is an environmental justice program manager for the Hoosier Environmental Council. She says the state should consider all of the pollution in an area before granting permits for things like industrial plants.
Neighborhoods who are less able to fight back, they end up just being inundated by these entities.
The report also recommends state develop online tools that show where polluted communities are and explain community members' rights under the law. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Brooks says she's optimistic that Indiana can improve, particularly with things like the Indiana Department of Transportation's PROPEL program, which aims to get more public feedback on proposed road projects earlier on.